Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Welcome back to Ordinary Time. Today is Tuesday of the first week of Ordinary Time, and from the United States, we hear from Sister Kathleen Gallagher, the promoter of preaching for the Dominican Sisters of Springfield, Illinois, who lives in Aurora. Her preaching today is entitled, A Need for Calm.
A reading from the Gospel of Mark. Jesus came to Capernaum with his followers, and on the Sabbath he entered the synagogue and taught. The people were astonished at his teaching, for he taught them as one having authority and not as the scribes. In their synagogue was a man with an unclean spirit. He cried out, "What have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." Jesus rebuked him and said, "Quiet, come out of him." The unclean spirit convulsed him and with a loud cry came out of him. All were amazed and asked one another, "What is this, a new teaching with authority? He commands even the unclean spirits, and they obey him." His fame spread everywhere throughout the whole region of Galilee. Something struck me as I read this passage. We frail humans, when faced with the less fortunate, the handicapped, the marginalized, the needy, we sometimes are at a loss for how to respond. At least I am. What do we do if someone not able to join the crowd of normal ones approaches with a cry, a challenge, a great unmet need? No easy answer. Did Jesus have a moment of pause that day in the synagogue when faced with that person? How did he feel when the man with the unclean spirit was upon him and there was even screaming? Was it a scary scene? Were the others used to this individual? Would Jesus rather have gone on teaching to the calmer group? Oh well, Jesus called up his divinity. He commanded the unclean spirit to get out, and it worked. Goodness, the fear and awe among the others must have been immense. What a great gift Jesus gave to all in the synagogue that day. He commands even the unclean spirits, and they obey him. And do we allow him to do thus for us? Are we the unclean ones at times? What makes us unclean? Is it our past sins, our present annoyances, our worries, our relationships, our insecurities, our miscellaneous demons? Do we sometimes scream or feel like screaming when we are frustrated or really at a loss for what to do? Maybe it's hard to remember to go to Jesus instead of trying to remove or let go of the uncleanness in us all by ourselves. Whether in the synagogue or not, whether on the bus or at work, whether at home or in the grocery store, might we just pause? Not scream, just open our hearts and our neediness to the one with the calm assurance that it can be okay. Let him command that our difficulties just get lost and leave us in peace, the peace that he wishes for us. Thank you, Jesus.